Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of the Grub Buds. Of course, I'm your host, the Mushroom Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the Ho.
Ooey.
Named Joe Booty Boy Booty. Especially the Ho named Joe Booty Boy Booty. If you were tuned in live to Twitch and unfortunately had to get flashbanged by Joe's sack.
I've had my basic instinct moment, if you will.
Okay. And also, as always, joined by Notice the Throatus, the semi kind of fuzziest, also on the breakest. Woo. No work this week.
Yes,
the Z, Vincent
gonna
Guthrie.
Be poor in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that sucks. It's not paid off.
We got Thanksgiving and that's it.
Damn. Fair
and enough. They have a tour. We can't take our PTO if we're not there.
Okay.
Which doesn't make sense because you think they would want you to be in like at school.
So right. Like waste your yeah. Oh sure. Waste your PTO days on days that you can't take off.
Yeah. Interesting. It's dumb.
I guess. Huh. Well,
Christmas break really sucks.
That's fair. Welcome everybody into the stream. If you want to help support Vincent through Christmas break, subscribe to patreon.com/opendisaster.
I don't get a cent from the Patreon.
To be fair, it goes to the food.
Yeah.
We get like $17 a month. This food box was $22.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go. Thank you. Thank you to the people there on patreon.com/opendisaster. Shout out Joe, Ozzy, Aaron, Skyler, Dylan, and Meltbox Kansas City. Still maybe open in the Iron District.
I have no idea.
Somebody go run a recon mission.
Call them.
We're going to record a Grubbuds off scene. We'll have to go up there and just check. We'll be right up there.
It'll be a Patreon extra, so go subscribe if you want to know.
Speaking of, if we did want to go do like a fun on-site thing, I'm off all week.
I'm not.
Unfortunately for you.
Skill issue.
None of us are. None of the rest of us are.
Get real jobs, okay?
Do you get Friday off? Yes, you.
Yes.
Yeah, I get Friday off.
Dumbest also. Shit ever. I get.
There we go. It's not Friday.
Dumbest shit. I got so much shit going on.
No, yeah, for sure. I will be in Hayes. It's the.
Oh.
It's her side of the this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dumbest shit ever. I get Thursday and Black Friday off, but I get only Christmas Day, not Christmas Eve, oh. And only New Year's Day and not New Year's Eve.
I get Thursday, Friday of Thanksgiving. I get Christmas Day, and Christmas, the day after Christmas off. I thought that was weird. And then I get half of New Year's Eve off, and then New Year's Day, which honestly isn't the worst thing in the world. Half of
yeah,
New Year's
that's,
Eve.
That's
I get fine. December 20th through January 4th.
Pretty good. But bad.
Yeah.
It's not paid off. This is all paid time off. So.
I get paid for 3 days. We get Christmas Eve, and New Year's Day, I believe.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Now you guys all know our PTO schedule. Welcome in. Today on Grubbuds, we are drinking. We're not sud buds. We're sud buds, but not like
heavily, but still kind of heavily.
Yeah. We are soda buds. Soda
fizz buds.
Stewards, if you will.
Soda stewards.
We're soda stewards today, if you will. We're drinking all the sodas that we've been stockpiling throughout the year. Here's the thing about us. We buy sodas and we're like, well, let's just do an episode or let's do a TikTok. And I've been bad at filming TikToks, and even when we film them, I've been bad at posting them.
I was going to suggest we should just release these as TikToks instead of doing a full Grubbuds episode, because, man, let me tell you, every time we do a soda episode, we all hate it.
Yeah. 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 Let's do another one.
Let's do another one.
Well, good news. I got 3 soda cups right here.
Good news.
Good news.
To break up the soda, we have Oreos.
We do have Oreos. Yes. So what we have is we have Coca-Cola Move, I believe, which is old. That soda came out like a year or two ago. We have Coca-Cola Zero Oreo Edition.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Oreo Coca-Cola Edition.
Yeah, we July have, 23 is when this expired.
Yeah, we have the Oreo Coke and the Coke Oreos.
Yeah, July 3rd, 2023 on that one.
Damn.
Everything else should be fine.
November 25th. Ooh.
Infinite Swirl from Mount... Oh, wow. That was today.
Today.
Hey!
What are the odds?
Sure, it's not November 25.
As written in the scripts. It's 25-25.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
25-25?
Yeah, 25-24. I was right. Shut the fuck up.
it was November 25. Was
Mountain Dew Infinite Swirl.
Which I believe is just the 7-Eleven exclusive.
October 7th.
And we have Baja Blast Mango, or what is it, Electric Lemonade, maybe?
Laguna Lemonade.
Oh, there you go.
June 24th.
And then Point Break Punch, which is June 10th.
June 3rd. So.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to be drinking expired sodas today.
You should maybe go buy them and try them.
That's going to be the YouTube video. Title is, are soda expired? Are expired sodas still good? Soda expired. There you go. Are those still good too?
You see, here's the thing. I know we did the Bajas because I know I bought them.
Yeah.
And I don't just buy one of something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, since they've been just like fucking hanging out, you were like, hey, are we ever going to do this? We said, no, probably not. And so you just fucking like sipped on one of these.
No, I'm telling you. We recorded a TikTok.
Yeah, I would challenge him to scroll through his camera roll and find the video that we made.
Did we release the TikTok?
I'm not sure if it's been released.
Because that's where he said, I've been very bad about releasing them.
I have.
All right, someone intro these sodas while I go peruse the TikTok. All right.
Can we just intro these sodas?
You want to drink them from most expired to least expired?
So we start with gold then?
A move.
Yes.
Oh, this expired last year.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, here. Show it the. Here. We've got food cam here. We no longer have to stand up.
Cross my legs.
Yeah. Just pick. You can pick up the camera even. That's the best part about it. Hold on.
How long is this cord? Is it going to.
It's pretty long. There you go. Oh, my God. There's Joe's mouth.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Coca-Cola move.
Coca move.
There you go. How many calories is it? Show the class.
They can read it for themselves.
240 calories for the bottle.
Yeah, there's your nutrition facts.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. That is not going to focus on those words, which is crazy. Oh yeah, Coca-Cola move. If you guys remember this one, it was another random release they did. Yes.
Was that this year?
Just keep flashbanging.
No, that was last year.
With Joe's nuts.
Here would be the test.
Okay.
Still has a little fizz in there. I mean, I would hope so. It's fairly sealed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Like, that's the thing about sodas. Like, what goes wrong with it? Oh, you know what? That does look pretty flat.
It's got a tiny bit. Here. Take some of that.
Vincent famously loves full sugar soda. Vincent famously also loves diet soda.
Vincent famously loves soda. Is what you mean to say?
You poured so much of that.
I'm gonna. I mean, I don't know.
Honestly, I'm just gonna pour.
I mean,
just
yeah, he has more than me, but
no. Mostly, I'm thinking like I'm going to proactively just not drink as much.
Yes, these never got uploaded. If we did do them,
there you go.
What does the Coca-Cola? I'm
back. I think by the time we recorded, I thought about it. I was like, I don't know if because we were like, who's got the best Dune? We were pulling out of the popcorn bucket, and I was like, I'm not sure this is
right. I remember us pulling some Mountain Dews out of the popcorn. I remember that.
Can you read on the bottle what this is supposed to taste like?
Yeah, because it kind of just tastes like cherry vanilla Coke. Transformation flavor.
Oh my God, this is ass.
No, there's something else in there that's not cherry vanilla. There's some like.
It just says transformation flavored. That's why nobody bought any of this shit.
Yeah, because they do, and it's like, what does this taste like? AI.
Well, hell, they fucking released the marshmallow flavored one, and it was fucking just a Coke from the creator Marshmallow, the DJ, and they was like, it's not
coconut.
Actually coconut.
That's what it is. Holy fuck!
Is it coconut flavored? Yes. That's what my brain was going towards. Yes.
There's something that's not supposed to be there. And it's coconut.
Yep. That's good. Is it literally just coconut? Coke?
Bold and delicate, with some saying it tastes like coconut, bubblegum, marshmallow, or a tropical blend.
I would give you coconut and maybe a
no. It's definitely as soon as they said it, I was like, no, coconut is definitely in there.
I guess it kind of tastes like everybody's been doing those dirty sodas.
Oh, it's a
coconut cream.
It's a piña colada. It's pineapple and coconut.
Oh, okay.
With a bit of spice and even
right because it's a because these are all creator cokes.
Yeah,
this is Rosalía.
Yes.
Anybody roll their R's?
Rosalía.
Thank you. Both of you
Rosalía.
Can roll yours.
Yeah, everyone, Rosalía.
Everybody, and I know if Owen comes here, he can roll his R's.
Yeah, for sure.
Tina can roll her R's. I'm sure Einstein's around here. The cat's rolling their R's. Everybody's rolling their R's. All right. So, Coke move. How are we feeling?
Fucking ass.
I don't think it's happening.
I'm more annoyed that I poured so much now.
That's what I was saying. You were pouring so much. I was like, dude, I'm going to not
pour. That's where I'm going here.
I'm definitely not pouring a third of every bottle in here.
Yeah.
This isn't like the
my bad for
episodes,
thinking that we were gonna finish the fucking things.
No, fuck you.
There's no need.
No, we have to keep on stockpiling bottles. You have to understand.
No, because here's what's gonna happen is I'm gonna put them in my car and put them in the fridge at work and just have six different half-drank sodas, all with my name on it. They're gonna go, "What the hell is going on, Joe?"
Yep. Coke move. Still have to remove Owen every time. Got to remove Owen. R.I.P.
Dude, it took you like 4 years to make a template. Now that you have it, I just need you to go update the template.
Well, the issue is I always just save it as something else, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to edit. So, all right. What'd you say? Give it, Joe.
I said 48. What are you doing? Oh.
Getting pissed that they always say that I take a lot of time to play the game when Ian had more time than me both games Fine. Today.
48, me, 52. Fine. It's fine soda.
It's not.
Yeah,
if you brought me this soda,
but I wanted
fine.
To go below average because I'm not going to get this again. Granted, I can't go get this, but I'm not going to get this.
You know what?
If I see that Coke is releasing a pina colada Coca-Cola flavor, pass.
Props
I know
to Coke for taking
like.
A big swing. Always.
No.
I'll reward it.
Fucking 30. Shit is ass.
Damn. That's fair.
Now,
all right.
Now, if much like the marshmallow one, if it was actually marshmallow and not just a fancy bottle logo, right.
Yep.
You want to I feel like cap? Marshmallow Coke would actually.
I don't know how that even happened, dude. I caught that cap and got fucking soda in your eye. Squirted. All right. Yellow Mountain Dew.
I'll squirt you.
Were you mad because I said squirted? You're mad about the soda still?
Yes.
Yellow Mountain Dew, please.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, by 17 days.
Here, hand me the camera. I'll take it. I'll not show my nuts.
Your fat fucking nuts.
Famous last words.
You make it sound like I'm.
I'm
one
definitely not
going to
show my
nuts.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Camera falls down his pants.
Oh my god!
Baja Blast Laguna Lemonade. 280 calories in this one. I feel like Mountain Dew always has a couple extra calories.
But yeah,
as a treat.
73 grams of sugar, if you can.
I think you have to have it like at least a foot away, but then it's too small to make out.
Right,
so,
that's what
you
I'm saying.
Know.
Yeah, 0 grams of protein. QR code if you want to scan it.
Does nothing.
Smart label. Oh, it's a smart label. Oh, that's kind of fun.
Oh, so it has like nutrition facts. If you.
Yep. Oh, it has yellow 5. I know that's a big one. Ooh, for.
Nice.
That might be one of those that's banned. It's like why like in other. Like, because it's, like, not as yellow. Mountain Dew isn't as yellow in other countries, I guess.
Yeah, but there's also stuff where Europe is like, we don't have Red 40. You have Red 40. It's just not called Red 40.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's called something else.
I thought Red 40 was banned also.
Shut the fuck up.
What are you doing over there?
I've called my voicemail, and I don't know how to fucking hang up a call on this fucking phone.
New phone?
Pull down.
Thank God it hung up on me. It was like, listen, dumbass.
Goodbye.
Does yours do the Android thing where there's like a green something along the top?
No, there was not.
You want a suicide? Sorry, not suicide. I forgot what fucking MatPat was doing. Forgot. What the fuck do they call it? Because, so.
Yes.
Instead of unaliving, there's something else it's called, but. Apparently, because YouTube's algorithm doesn't love you to say that.
I'll do some research.
That's mine, by the way.
Can you pour for me, since I'm a fucking baby and don't know how to do it?
Yep.
Thanks, Dad.
I
swear to God, if this has fucking coconut aftertaste, then I'm gonna.
Well, we can save it, and we can just we can save a little bit of every soda and let you combine them all at the end, Vincent.
Oh, yeah.
And then dunk the Oreo in it.
Well, and so here's the thing. Well, we're talking about words that we're supposedly not allowed to say, or that we're not allowed to say anymore. I heard.
Hey, whoa, Joe, whoa.
No.
Watch out.
No, and this isn't like a YouTube will ban us. I heard from Morgan's dad, who teaches other teachers math.
Sure.
Apparently, you're not supposed to call it a worksheet anymore. And he's like, what? What are you supposed to call it?
What do they call it?
I know, no, that's legitimately his question. He's like, he continues to call them worksheets because he teaches a college class.
Right.
But all these teachers that are going back to like elementary schools and middle schools and things like that, they're like, oh, you can't call it that anymore.
Why?
But none of them would, I don't know. It is, okay. Sounds too harsh, sounds too.
It's one of those where maybe it just doesn't get kids excited for it, but
Here's a sheet of work for you.
You know, those things change, and then you're like, okay, well, that was stupid. And then they go back, and like 2 years later, they're like, take your fucking worksheet. Yeah. Are you trying to figure out what the... You could just skip ahead. I think they, like, show the words on it. All right. Well, while Vincent listens to Matt Pat do better content than we are...
Dude, the thing that's triggered me the most about this is he said, for those who always need their daily starry. I was like, motherfucker, no one drinks a daily starry.
That's a joke, yeah. Man, this is mid. Mid.
I mean, I'd give it like a 60, 65-ish.
Jump in the gun.
This is fine.
Ooh. Okay. You know what? Yeah. It does taste like lemonade. I will say that.
Yes. Let's, are we looking up Joe DiMaggio?
There you go. With a blast of natural and artificial mango lemonade flavor.
Yep.
How much percentage juice does this contain?
Less than 1%.
Less than 1%?
5.
0%. Which, so, something that's funny.
No, he just says an unaliving yourself drink.
But he goes on later to be like...
To rebrand it?
Yeah, they call it something juice or something. But...
Jungle juice?
No, it's something almost like jungle juice.
Jamba juice?
No. Fuck, what was I going to say? I'm losing my track. Oh, so, what do you think the second ingredient in Diet Mountain Dew is? The first ingredient is carbonated water.
Obviously.
Or just water.
I mean, carbonated poop water?
carbonated poop water. I mean, that's the first ingredient in almost any soda is carbonated water. Second in Diet Mountain Dew?
Yep.
Is it aspartame?
It is not. Vincent, do you have a guess?
What am I guessing?
Second ingredient in Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew?
Mm-hmm.
What was your guess?
I'm not going to tell you.
Is it aspartame?
That's what I guessed.
And is it right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have you guess if Joe got it right. Sometimes I just trust that you're listening.
Citric acid.
Nope. It's actually
just sugar.
Orange juice concentrate.
Interesting.
Do with that what you will.
Yep.
I don't know why it's got it. I don't know how it's the second most ingredient.
Well, I mean, soda can still be 95%.
Swamp water. There you go.
Still be 95%, you know, carbonated water and 1% orange juice concentrate, but so you know, here's the thing about Mountain Dews, because it's a citrus base.
Break it down for me, big dog.
Why don't you Mountain Dew me?
They do well with any variation of lemonade flavor.
By the way, that shirt went like 4K double platinum at Spencer's Gifts. The Mountain Dew me.
Oh, okay.
All right, sorry.
I thought you were pointing at the shirt that has my cat's face on it. I was like, did it?
Would go double platinum. Say it again, Joe. Sorry.
But no, but like, obviously Mountain Dew does well with any lemonade variant. So this is, like you said, mango lemonade. The white summer flavor was peach lemonade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That one was fire. It was the best of the three by far.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
It does kind of taste that up that alley now that you say it, yeah. I mean, I'm down to give it. But how do you rate it? That's what I'm trying to figure out now. Laguna Limon.
Baja Blast.
I'm giving it a 62. Baja Blast.
Damn you.
Laguna Lemonade, Baja Blast.
I give it a 62, too.
62 as well?
Yes.
Vincent?
No, he's rating it 622.
62.2.
This is...
Mid.
Ass! 34.
Oh my god. What's your problem with it? Oh, you don't like
mango!
Yeah, I hate mango.
And soda in general.
I have a child palate. All right. You need to have more of a child palate if you need to start enjoying soda.
Yeah.
I need you to enjoy
it. Yeah, it's like one soda in general too. Mango.
Okay, okay. I will say that one felt more flat than the Coke somehow. That last one felt fairly flat.
Oh, the Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
I feel like that's because Mountain Dew, because of the citrus flavor, you just don't notice the carbonation.
I wonder if it's also how long it sits, like, not cold. I wonder if it lasts longer cold. Because that Coke's been in the back of our fridge for 2 years.
2 years.
Since we've moved here. And... These were, you know, warm. I had to throw them in the fridge.
So what's the description of this one?
What a snag. Descriptor of this one. Baja. What you hear?
Baja.
All right.
Disgusting. Have we done this enough times? No.
Is the bit good?
We need it. Don't sound.
Point Break Punch. Blast of natural and artificial tropical punch flavor.
So not fruit punch.
No. 280 calories. 74 grams of sugar. Which one has more sugar, this one or the other one?
The other one.
The other one? This one has 74. The other one has. There's our ceiling.
I'm going to laugh at 74.
You're not going to believe this. 73.
Damn.
This one is less. You guys are ass. You're trash.
Ass.
Ass and trash. But yeah.
I went bowling at main event yesterday. And every
Speaking
time.
Of ass.
Yeah, every time my sibling didn't get a spare or strike, I was like, ass.
But also, those lanes are always so heavily oiled.
It's also funny because they fucking beat my ass. But I still called them ass all the time.
Did you bowl?
I got last. What did I get? Like a 63, 64, something like that.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
You disgust me.
Yeah, and it was not great.
Get off the show. You can't be on the show.
Fucking.
I tripled your score every time I bowled last week.
Probably.
You know that. I want you to feel bad.
Good. I'm fucking so bad. It pissed me off because, like, every time I would throw it, like, go left. It's so, like, I physically turned my body to the right to, like, throw it fucking that way. Boom, straight left.
That's how it fixes it.
I was mad.
You keep throwing left. You know what you need to do? Move your feet left.
Mm-hmm.
Move your feet left.
Because your body will naturally try and center it.
Yep.
Well, see, unfortunately for you, I was literally up against the fucking ball dispenser because I could, because I knew that I needed to be left. Mm-hmm. There was no more left to go.
Should have started in front of the ball dispenser.
I guess.
That's what the pros do. When they need to move left.
Do they?
I can't believe your aunt. No, you couldn't have possibly thrown. How were you? You weren't far enough left. Because technically, if you would have thrown it left, you would have thrown it on the other lane.
I know.
So I know you're lying to me.
Well, no, like it would.
You could have gotten more left.
It would fucking go in the left gutter still, even when I was fucking like this up against the fucking ball dispenser.
You need to start in front of the ball dispenser next
time. I will send you videos for you to critique.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
That being said, this lemonade smells fine.
This isn't lemonade. Fucking someone just died upstairs.
Dina, are you okay? Okay, all right. That did sound like she... We're not at that age where you can have a fall, but you know, I just kind of get worried.
Well, I heard the scrabble and then the thud.
I didn't
something
hear the
tells me that a human being will make more than just a
Yeah, I'd probably thud. Be noticeable. That's probably Einstein flopping, I bet. Okay. What does this taste? It tastes like something.
It does have a little bit of a fruit punch flavor, even though it's not really fruit punch.
No, I'm getting like the Tahitian, like
Tahiti treat.
Oh, it's,
treat or whatever.
It smells like Hawaiian punch.
There
but it
is.
Tastes like something.
No.
They taste like Tahitian treat.
What's
it's
the
not
blue
Tahitian.
Can?
What's Tahitian treat?
Have you not had it?
What's the blue can? Tiki punch.
Yeah,
tastes like Tiki punch.
Mm.
Any of those red.
How's it? Tiki Punch tastes closer to
what was
Hawaiian
Tahitian
punch.
Treat?
Have you never had?
It's a 2 liter that you can buy anywhere.
Oh,
it only comes in 2 liters, and it's just carbonated.
Yeah,
punch.
Orange label, red.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I know.
Like green top and bottom, green edges.
Yep. I'm almost picturing it. Simple logo. Yeah.
Although it apparently does come with 20-ounce bottles.
Interesting.
Really.
When someone says they bought a 60-something, the only relevant question is in what frame, Lamau.
Yeah, I can bowl a 60 going into the 10th frame.
Yes, I'm aware of how fucking getting a turkey in the 10th frame works.
Are you?
Yes.
How does it work?
Three, you get 3 strikes.
Yeah, that's not how you bowl 60.
You also had to have had to strike the frame 9.
And frame 8 as well.
And, okay.
You can bowl a 50 if you're striking frame 9.
Gotcha.
40 if you have a spare in frame 9. There you go. That's all your math.
There you go.
You ever need to know?
I didn't know what went back in extra one.
I like to mansplain bowling to everybody.
Thanks. Yeah, because the strike is the next 2 hits.
Yep.
Mm. Which is why, which for people that aren't good at bowling is normally like the next frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you strike
it fucking not just frame 10 then?
Because if you
doubled
you,
in
so
if you
the
strike
first two,
8.
And then the first one doubles your third
so
one.
In this, so the 3 strikes in the 10th, that's 30.
Yes.
You bowl the spare, you bowl a strike in the 9th, so you get the next 2, so that's an additional 20.
Yeah.
So then your 8th frame.
But does
frame,
the first strike not give you the extra 10 on the third one?
Your 8th frame, no. Because you only get the next 2 balls.
Exactly. So your first strike in the 10th frame.
No. No. Those it has to be the next frame.
Never mind. Yeah. That does make sense.
So
all right, the math maths.
Yeah. So the eighth frame becomes the strike in nine and the first strike of 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. So you're picking up, you're adding that first strike adds on to your eighth frame.
Yeah.
So you can be like on the side, it might say 240, but your score, like it'll only go up, you know, so much at the end.
Yeah.
So there you go. Again, mansplaining bowling for everybody.
Man, remember when Joe almost outbowled you and Owen at fucking his bachelor party?
Sure.
It was funny.
I was just bowling straight.
Wedding morning.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to hook it for a while, and that shit was an ass.
Trim was trying to be fancy, and it didn't work for like the whole half game.
He did clutch up like in like the last three frames. But
sometimes he locked in. Not even on his wedding day. Couldn't let him.
I was going to say, he knew I was getting laid later. He didn't let me get to
it. I got to knock him down. Knock him down a couple times right before. Okay. Well, what is the name of this one? Point Break.
Point Break is what Iron Man calls
Baja
Thor.
Yes.
Is that because it was one of the Hemsworths in the actual movie, Point Break?
I believe that is where it originated.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Or is it just he looks like it?
He also looks like the guy from Point Break.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah, because
this is the Vincent Does Research episode.
Because Point Break is Keanu Reeves is like an undercover FBI agent and a like basically a adrenaline junkie robbery gang.
I can't remember who else is in it.
Yeah, it's because he has similar hair to Patrick Swayze. Yeah.
Patrick Swayze. There you go.
Yeah, there's the guy. Historically, the movie
I'm sure if my dad's still watching the stream, he's just yelling at his
But that's historically the movie where the skydiving shot. Yep. The director said, no, we're just going to comp it in. And Patrick Swayze was like, yeah, no. And like more or less kind of kidnapped one of the camera guys. Was like, you want to go do this with me? And filmed it himself.
That's crazy.
And then was like, oh, hey, by the way, here's some footage I think you should put in the movie. And they're like, God damn it. Damn it, man. But okay.
That's pretty based, actually.
This one, pretty good. 65, by the way. I like better than Lemonade.
58. It's worse than the Lemonade.
Hold still on. Mountain Dew. I'm going to guess Vincent's number.
Sure.
He's already got his hand. He's got his hand up in the air. He's going to say ass, but a little bit better than the other one. 43.
Ass. Not changing my score. Promise. This is what I was always going to say. 40.
Damn. Hey, you know what? I'll take it.
Yeah.
Take it.
That's pretty close.
Listen, predictable. It's nice that this is for all the people that don't drink soda. For all you water people.
It's nice me to have with somebody, my fucking gallon of water.
It's nice to have somebody on the show that'll represent you guys and just be like, soda's ass, by the way. every soda's ass. It's bad. Give me it. It starts at a 40. It works way backwards. Get me out of here. That was the perfect soda for Vincent. A 40. infinite swirl.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you want to keep it up with the Mountain Dews?
Well, we're going in order of expiration.
This one is also expired already.
Yeah. Oh, there it was. Oh, gosh.
How much juice does this one contain?
Zero.
Two.
Zero.
It's a Mountain Dew. It is soda.
The way he gave the face when you said zero.
Oh, like, I know. I knew what I was doing. Infinite swirl. It's cool.
He says he knows what he's doing, yet everybody who was tuned in before the show started saw
Joe's
my balls.
Outlined through pants.
Raw sack.
It was hanging out. Mountain Dew Infinite Swirl with a blast of artificial pineapple berry flavor. This is going to be ass. More sugar, less sugar.
Which soda rates a 90 or better? Again, I don't drink soda at all, but my highest ranking soda, everyone fucking gives me shit for it. Cherry Coke. It's so good.
I don't give you shit for that. That's good. Cherry Pepsi's better.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. It's too sweet. Like, I don't know.
Interesting.
I like
90 or better. It's got to be like a Mountain Dew for me, but it's going to be one of the...
More sugar on this one, by the way.
Of course.
I know everybody's
I put Cherry Coke at like maybe like a 75, and that's like the highest ranking soda for me. So
damn it, if for me a 90 or better on a soda is actually like a tough race between like Pitch Black, Dark Berry, Dr. Pepper.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Dark Berry. Dr. Pepper was probably would have been over a 90 for me. Mountain Dew Live Wire is probably over a 90 for me.
Well, and that's where my next up there for like me too. Right but below those two is like a normal Mountain Dew, a Baja Blast, and a Voltage.
I would
give it to either a Pitch Black or a Dark Berry, and that might just be because you can't get them anymore. Fun fact, I found a 12-pack that I think they just loaded some shit into after the wedding. Mm-hmm. Three dark berries, three pitch blacks, and then tomato juice on top, which is why nobody cared.
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure I sent you something, but I think Dr. Pepper's releasing a new berry flavor coming out.
Ooh.
It's supposed to be like that. So.
Well, you see, all we need to do is wait for another movie to go approach Dr. Pepper for a promo, because that's been every time they've released it was the Spider-Man Far From Home, or was it Homecoming?
Far From Home.
And then one of the Jurassic World.
Because it was like Mysterio Dark Berry or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Jurassic Park. Yeah, Jurassic World, I guess.
Yeah.
My answer, so yeah, Mountain Dew Dark Berry, Livewire, and Coke, Coke with orange flavoring from the Freestyle machine.
Because you didn't like it that they just went straight to orange
vanilla. Once they brought in the vanilla, I was like, this is like the thing about orange Coke, it just tastes like Cokier Coke. I'm going to describe it to you.
It tastes like they put the cocaine back in the Coke.
It tastes like you have a Coke and you're like, that's a motherfucking... That Coke's got a little extra stank on it. That's how that orange Coke tastes like.
All right, I might have to try that next time I'm at the movies.
It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Because they introduced orange vanilla, they never brought back just orange. Anytime you go to a Freestyle machine, it's always orange vanilla. Mm-hmm.
Damn, get fucked.
Fucking ass, dude. Fucking pisses me off, I'll tell you that much.
Ass.
All right. You're about to watch Truman like walk in there, fill himself a thing of Coke, and then pull like a Mio out of his pocket.
Ah, that's the stuff.
Although
Coke with extra stank.
Although sometimes those flavorings, like they have them at Quick Trip, where you can just move it under the other thing and just vanilla. I have definitely overdone it and just vanilla'd like eight times. Then I go, oh, that's too. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, and like if you do Orange Fanta, it's not the same. Like Coke and Orange Fanta, not the same. What really pissed me off is that they got rid of Coke Vanilla, and I was like, cool. Maybe we've got a shot at Orange coming back. They're bringing back, suspiciously, a Coke Dreamsicle. Just like, fuck off, dude.
Fuck off.
Oh, so Orange Vanilla. So Orange Coke. Vanilla,
yes. They're just bringing it back.
Creamy Orange.
Because everybody was doing a Dreamsicle last year, so they're like, well, now we have to do one. I've never seen Vincent sadder to pour. You know what? I've seen him sadder.
That is such a sad pour.
On Grubbuds, I think I've seen worse. I've seen Vincent be less excited.
That good? You want more?
That's good.
On April Fool's, we're doing an Oops All Tomatoes episode on Vincent.
God damn it.
Until he likes tomatoes. We're going to make the grape tomatoes and heirloom tomatoes and fried green tomatoes. And
oh, that's too early for me to bring any of the fancy ones my dad grows.
I need to get a fucking perfect score. Oh, actually, okay, hold on. Since we've started Just the News as its own show. Does getting a perfect score still get you a Grubbuds exemption?
No, that's why the hat. That's why we have the hat
now. That's why you have the hat.
Well, that's just winning the episode.
Well, yeah.
I can't remember who won last episode. Are you guys...
It was evened out, and then Joe won again.
Okay, so it's 2-1. 2-1, Joe. Yep. All right. We've got to get a running...
The fantasy.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
What was this one again?
Oh, God.
Infinite Swirl Pineapple Berry flavor.
It's very pineapple-y. That's for damn
sure. So this is the 7-Eleven exclusive?
I think so, yeah.
That sounds right.
Because I walked in there to get whatever we were actually doing that week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I found the one or two that it was the Voodoo. I found the one or two that we needed. And then I saw the Oreo Coke and this, but I didn't get any of the Coke Oreos. And you were like, damn it.
Yeah. Getting a bit of a sugar rush. I can feel my eyes and my skull all of a sudden.
Because even like the energy drinks I drink, I get like zero sugar ones. So
this one tastes like an energy drink.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's so sugary. It also has the most sugar out of all. So far, this is the most sugar.
Yeah.
I assume the Coke doesn't have more sugar than that. Yes, the Coke is 10 grams less
sugar. Imagine this Coke Zero has more sugar.
How did they do it? Coke Zero. Zero flavor of Coke.
I get what percent juice?
Zero.
Correct.
They have to put that on that?
No.
Okay.
Well, they did
like, really? Like, I guess Baja Blast, it's because they have fruity flavors. They have to be like, hey, by the way, no fruit in this.
Do not give this to your kids.
I'm curious if Diet... I'll have to check the Diet Mountain Dew, because concentrated orange juice is the second ingredient, but I wonder if it still says, like, zero. This
one's less than one.
This kind of tastes like Berry Fanta and Mountain Dew mixed together.
Oh, that's funny, because I definitely get pineapple Mountain Dew.
It is very pineapple for me. And I
didn't they
pineapple.
Do one year? Wasn't one of the Bajas like 2 years ago was pineapple or something? There was definitely like that's a gold Mountain Dew. There was definitely a yellow-ass Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And that was a pineapple flavor.
Oh, by the way, Vincent, best energy drink, now discontinued. Been discontinued for about 5 years, 6 years.
Sure.
Amp Cherry Limeade.
Fair.
Amp made a cherry limeade. It was fucking awesome. The amp, the base amp, still pretty good, but it's just like green apple or whatever. This is what this reminds me of, which is how I got here. But I was remembering the best energy drink of all time, which was Amp Cherry Limeade. Because K-State was a Pepsi campus, so they had to have, they couldn't have Monster in the vending machines.
That's crazy.
They had Amp.
Rain had, it was called Inferno Red Dragon, which is a fancy way to say fruit punch. And that shit was gas, and it also got discontinued.
Damn.
But they have a cherry limeade, and that's like one of the ones I get.
Me and Vincent, good energy drinks getting discontinued.
Yeah. Also, the fucking.
I'm on the most end of your hand.
Fucking handshake. The tangerine Red Bull was also gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
But also got discontinued.
The orange one got discontinued?
Yeah.
Damn. I knew everybody liked that orange one.
Yeah, no, it was so fucking good. All right. It literally just tastes like you were drinking like an orange soda. She was good.
Mountain Dew Infinite Swirl.
Infinite Swirl.
Way cooler name than it tastes. It just tastes fine. Give me a 60. You know what? Yeah.
No, I'm going to give it a 60 as well.
I'm giving it a 60, yeah.
I wanted to give it lower, but then I was like, oh, wait, no, this is definitely better than the Point Break.
That's what I'm trying to say. I can't remember, but I think I like the Point Break a little bit more. Vincent, it's us. 42.
I am annoyed because my body hates having sugar in it, but these still keep getting steadily better somehow. It's because we're getting less expired.
I think that's ambitious there, Truman.
It is. It's 48, but it is a fair amount better than the last one.
This one is now rated out as the best of all of them. All right.
And the only even number so far.
Would you guys like to break it up with an Oreo or have a Coke first? Actually, let's do the Coke first.
Let's just do the Coke.
Because I have a bit that I'd
Oreo,
like to run.
And then we can dunk the Oreo in the Coke.
That's the bit I'd like to run.
God damn it. I hate it here.
I'll get the Oreos while you're...
By the way, there's another...
Shut up.
Oreo Coke over there.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
If we wanted a warm one.
Why would we...
for better cookie absorption.
For comparison's sake. Why
does the science say that warm Coke absorbs warm Coke better?
The molecules have more energy, which means they're more likely to bounce into the cookie.
I don't think that's... I think that's not true.
Warmer liquids have higher salinity, so the Oreos are more likely to dissolve in the warm Coke.
Higher salinity? I hate the word you said.
Salinity?
That. Salinity?
Which is salt content.
It's the ability to...
And that,
spell it out for me. Salinity.
See, I was thinking you were talking. Using a different word for viscous.
No.
I was saying like solidity. That's why I was like, what?
What am I thinking of?
Ability to
ability
to dissolve things.
What,
science
solvent-y?
Word. Well, no, maybe just a something acidity? Can be a solvent. But no, because that
solubility.
There you go.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Warmer liquids have a higher solubility.
They're more likely to. I guess
like you can dissolve more salt like in hot water than cold water.
Because technically warm stuff is less dense than cold stuff, so there's more space, barely more space between the molecules, but it's just enough. Sorry,
scrub bugs has become science buds. There you go.
Well, you know, Truman, there was a point that Vincent and I considered doing a bonus buds that was
We literally just did science experiments. Like fun, like classroom science experiments.
Oh. Let you guys watch.
Pour the Coke. On the webcam.
Yeah, so for some fucking reason, if you missed this, Coke and Oreos did a collaboration where they released Oreo-flavored Coke and Coke-flavored Oreo.
Well,
but also...
Only Coke Zero.
Correct. They did a zero for some reason. So it is Coke Zero-flavored Oreos.
It is weird.
It's Oreo-flavored Coke Zero.
Let me show the bottle to the people. There you go.
So here's where I'm at. The aspartame... I share your sentiments there, but the aspartame like flavor and aftertaste that normally these diet and zero sodas have might play into the Oreo flavor. That might have been just a way to mask because I smelled it.
It might.
And normally I can smell aspartame, but it like blends. Oh my
god!
Blends with the Oreo.
It smells vile.
That does smell weird, man.
This smells like the sweetest one. It smells like straight like fucking.
I drink a fair amount of diet soda nowadays.
That is straight aspartame, and they just like, it's like a Tootsie Roll chocolate flavor. It's not like actual chocolate.
It comes through for like a second, and then it finishes hard artificial.
Yeah.
This is ass, dog.
Hard artificial, am I right?
Oh, no, because I see what happened. Because they had like the Oreo cookie flavor, mm-hmm. and then they tried to get the cream flavor in there, mm-hmm. too. Ah, it's fucking ruined.
Yeah, that's right. The cookie comes through, and you're like, oh, and then it's like, oh.
And then cream and aspartame yeah, and the cream hits you in the back of the throat.
You know how it hits.
Yeah, when the cream hits the back of your throat, yeah.
Me, when the cream hits, yeah. All right.
Kareem
Hunt. I also, for some reason, thought fucking cream
Oreo, the way he was saying Oreo Coke Zero. Not to be confused with Coke Zero Oreos.
Correct.
I think we're all good to rate this one pretty quick. I'm giving it a 35. bad. Honestly, bad.
Gets a 40 from me.
A 40 from Joe. I'm ready for Vincent's
score. Oh, no.
21.
It's not
17.
Ass. 73.
Actually, the best one.
Yes.
They keep getting better.
Fucking...
Taste it
I can see that you're of two minds about this.
Chocolate in a drink is chocolate in a soda
never
dude, good. Because didn't they pull the same thing with like the peppermint patty?
Yes.
Or wasn't there like
yes.
some kind
those
of chocolate
seltzers that we did?
Chocolate
that
seltzers did. Where it was just.
Yep.
Okay, so my dilemma. I violently hate this, and I violently hate the Coke move. I don't know which one I violently hate more.
Okay.
And if I do like the move less. Giving this in the 30s feels disrespectful. So,
so you're like, I might have to drop the move. Yeah, sure. You could just put this one at 29 and feel fine about it.
I was like, because no matter what you rank this, like one of them is going to win kind of thing.
God.
Just make them both a 30, both a 29. You know, just put them both somewhere.
25s for both of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fuck it. 25 on both.
25
for both. These are so bad.
Moving that Coke Zero Coke move to 25. All right, here we go.
Moving.
All right, I'll take two Oreos, please.
Piss me off.
One to enjoy on its own.
Does it not have a lift here?
You'd think. Oh.
Sound it out,
engineer. It's just one of the tiny special packages.
Okay. All right, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I do like the black and red.
Reeks of Coke.
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero. Yes, not.
Can you smell the aspartame in the cookie?
Dude, I'm going to die if these cookies taste like aspartame.
Let everybody see the. There's
oh,
the Oreos.
They're the colors too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of fun.
That actually is fun.
Oh, it's Coke bottles.
Oreo.
Coke. Oreo cream. All right.
I'll take two of each.
Yeah, I'll pass.
I will also
one
take
one
two.
To on its lonesome, one to dunk.
I don't know why I did this.
Well, in that case,
one
give,
for
me,
Joe.
Give me three.
Oh, okay.
The third one for
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, I'm good on the third one. That's all Joe.
A serving size is...
half of one Oreo.
It's two cookies, sorry. Question. What has more calories? Four Oreos or one... or
what is
this bottle of Mountain Dew?
Four Oreos or that Mountain Dew?
Yep.
We said Mountain four Dew. Because... Oh, they did the fizzy shit. No.
Oh, okay.
Bastards.
Spoilers.
It's in my molars.
Oh, yeah, you can see it. Real quick, four Oreos or Mountain Dew? What has more calories?
Mountain Dew.
We had to double it, so I think the Oreos.
Yeah, it's the same amount.
Okay. Rat bastard.
This has a smell that I've like smelled before. It smells like, I don't know, like vanilla wafers almost.
I have a test.
This tastes like Coke, like candy.
Yeah, I was going to say, because.
Oh, yeah, there it
like,
is.
You know, like
yeah,
the Coke is. Gummies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, let me get in there and just get the cream.
Well, no, because here's my test. Do you think they taste the same?
Yes. I'd bet my life on
you don't think that these came off of the normal Oreo line and this is the only actual special bit in here?
I do bet those came off the normal Oreo line.
It was
line.
So delayed and I knew it was coming. I was still surprised
I'm
by
sure,
that.
I'm almost positive the cream's different.
Well, no, I'm talking about...
Yeah, I'm sure those are just dyed.
Well, like, they definitely smell like Coke in the cookies, so...
That tastes like Oreo?
That one tastes like Oreo.
I feel like I'm being gaslit. You want it so bad.
He forgot to palate cleanse.
No, they both taste like Oreo.
Okay. They both taste like Oreo. Honestly, not palate cleansing will make it more obvious, I feel like. That was not. Right. I don't know.
Shut up.
All right, Coke's...
Not palate cleansing would make it more likely that they would taste the same because he still has the taste of the last one in his mouth.
Actually, you know what? I'll say it. I do think that Oreo, the Coke Oreo is different. I think it has no chocolate flavoring at all. I think it's just plain cookie.
I believe way. That.
Because it tastes like... Mm-hmm. like it tastes like vanilla wafers almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that cookie tastes like. Okay. Rating for the Oreo.
Sorry, I gotta... Oh my foot!
Is it fizzing?
It went crazy because it got the Pop Rocks in it.
Oh, fucking Christ. I'm going to have to fucking drink my Oreo. Here. I unfortunately will let the people see what's going on here. Here's our situation. This is not the camera. I was picking up the stream deck. Current situation. Not great. Not great. Can't figure out how to do it. There you go.
I will say.
Awesome.
Dunking it did, like, diffuse all the Pop Rocks. There's much less pop happening in my mouth. Like, it's already done popping.
I can't get your cookie.
I can't get your cookie. Root beer.
Mm.
Unfortunately, because they both taste the same, there is no difference.
They do not both taste the same.
That's the worst of all worlds. Mmm. Yeah. Diminishing returns on that one.
I would like to continue the trend of going last.
Okay. Coke?
I just needed to hand me another one. I lost all remembrance by by doing all the dunking.
You need another one?
I need another one.
Joe's going to have two servings of Oreos.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
That's fair. Ooh. Oh, man. We had a perfect row finished. No way. This is going to shatter your front teeth.
Not if you throw it like that.
Throw it back to me. Throw it back to me. I'll give you a real toss. You want a real toss? Got to stop laughing. All right, here we go.
Lock in.
Nice hands, feet.
Nice mouth.
I've been saying that to so many people. All right. Coke Zero. Sorry, Coke Oreo.
Coke Zero Oreo, excuse you.
No, it's just Coke.
Is it?
Technically.
Okay.
Coca-Cola with popping candy. Fucking bastards.
Crazy thing for us to not read.
Imagine diet Oreos.
Get to watch Joe experience in real time. It was so funny. Mm-hmm. We're just sitting there talking. You're like, son of a bitch. Yeah,
I'm just over here reacting.
Without the Pop Rocks, I think this would be like a 75. Or 70. With the Pop Rocks, it's a 65. It's disappointing with the Pop Rocks.
I hate that we're on the same wavelength about this. Because I was like, this is like a fine Oreo. I would enjoy this flavor.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice 70, 75. Mm-hmm. Just a little straight up loses 5 or 10 points for this. So, damn it, I give a 70.
70?
70.
Nice.
I'm right with Joe. Yes. But
the first ever GrubBuds 100.
I am right with Joe, though. But I don't think that the Pop Rocks subtract. I think it's cute because of what it is.
Sure. I get why they did it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I have to enjoy it.
It is tasty. I enjoy it.
Game recognized game, you know.
Yeah.
But.
He's at a 70 negatively. I'm at a 70 positively.
Nice. All right.
Now what I will say, because I do agree with you said, like, for what it is, it's fine. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they didn't overdo it. Because I had the 4th of July Hershey's, which is like white chocolate with Pop Rocks in it.
Yeah.
And that thing is like half Pop Rocks. That is way too much Pop Rocks. Whereas this was like a couple fizzies. Yeah,
like and I was at, like, if you dunk it, it kind of diffuses a lot of the Pop Rocks.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Coke Oreo.
Man,
the best of.
I want to see what it tastes like in milk.
Off, you'll have to do it off screen.
Yeah.
You'll have to tweet it out.
Wait.
All you Vincent heads. Twitter.com/notice.
No, I'll tweet it out from the brand account. Don't worry.
All you Vincent heads, still Twitter.com/open disaster. Sorry.
Disaster open.
Can
you believe Open Disaster taken on Twitter? Fuck that guy.
Patreon.com/open disaster. Also, shout out YouTube. Shout out subscribe. If you're 50 minutes into the soda episode, I'd recommend subscribing and liking it.
It's crazy. Comment six items.
Comment what soda is over a 90 for you.
Well, I was gonna say we've been doing like a lot of like make your own. Mm-hmm. So if I can make your own soda, what would you do?
Yeah, your perfect swamp water,
if you will.
Yes. All right.
Also known as unaliving yourself.
Do we want to swamp water this up real quick?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. That is right.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Give me your cup.
I think there's only a little bit of move left. A
little bit of Coke Zero. Mmm. A little bit of. Ugh. These two just immediately, I'm like, oh, I'm ass. I'm ass. Okay. Good. I'm doing all right so far on portions. I'm two in. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, pat myself on the back. I'll slob my knob for that.
You know, my knob's getting slobbed for that.
All right. Coca-Cola move. Oh, Joe, you want to finish off the last of that?
Finish you off.
Mm. There you go. Baja Point Blank Punch. And the Laguna Lemonade.
This one is, I think this one's the one that's going to make that whole concoction so much worse. Because yeah, I just drank a little bit of it. I'm like, ugh. The coconut immediately overpowered everything else in my mouth.
What were you hoping for, throwing it at the closed trash can?
That's gone. Nothing went under the stairs. I heard it.
The accoutrement.
You want me to dunk?
Oh, hold on. Again. How do we do this? Again.
I guess you could just dunk it in, honestly.
Feel like a little fucking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. No, all right.
Yeah,
all right. Pass. Skip.
Oh. In the cup. There you go. Down the hatch.
Sorry. Mix it up first.
Oh, no.
The expired soda swamp water.
Is it just coconut?
Eventually, it's just sugar. No. Eventually, it's just sugar water.
Eventually, it's just Coca-Cola move.
Well, I got to try it now.
I'm getting the Mountain Dew the most, actually.
That's crazy.
I'm getting the yellow Mountain Dew the most. That's what's really come through for me.
Yeah, the mango lemonade is what's really killing this.
God, maybe because it was the most expired, the move was up top, and I drank all of it. All
right, tell us what's in your expired swamp water. Also, maybe tell us your favorite discontinued soda. We talked about those, too. Also, I guess, tell me what you think the best expired soda would be. You know, any of those things. Comment all those things, you know, and we expect your answers.
God, the smell got
We're
going
to review them as a class. So, all right, see you guys.
We've had enough of this nonsense.
Yeah, I did ask, like, maybe because it was the most expired, it filtered up to the top, and then I drank all of the fucking Coke move on the first sip.
There you go.